This time. We were most interested in your conversations last time. It was comfortable to be with you and to listen to the words that you had to express to each other. You may have wondered, my dear friends, why I have raised that particular subject with you. After all, we have made many references to religion in our talks over time. I now feel that your understanding of my words commitment has taken hold. And that your understanding is a little clearer. But why, I wonder, do you suppose I used the word commitment? Mankind, after all, has been guided by many throughout its evolution on this planet.
This commitment tends to be self-guidance, I would say.
Yes. And that, my dear friend, is where I am leading you to. I told you, I believe that it is time for you all to begin to know yourselves. And how, my dear friends, can you begin to understand and to recognize the true self without that commitment, that responsibility of life? That is the key word now, my dear friends, for you all. Responsibility. Do you see that each step leads to another? That commandment, although used in those far gone days, was useful for the time, but that creative force, by all accounts, would never command. Because what would be the purpose of commanding that self-creation? Do you understand?
Yes.
Therefore, my dear friend, when mankind was placed upon this planet not only to discover oneself, the true self, the spiritual self, the purpose of life was that the human being recognize that spiritual self whilst clothed in the physical body. But to do so, you must endeavor to take all responsibility for life. I told you recently in your time that mankind is responsible for all that happens on this planet. That responsibility, my dear friends, is a burden to some, but to you of some knowledge, I hope that responsibility shows you what you are about. In my words.
Yes, I think we're understanding, I think joy and pride can be coupled to that responsibility.
Responsibility should bring forth much love in all that you do. Too often we hear, why are there so many problems? I will tell you why. Because mankind has refused to accept responsibility. That may seem to you, my dear friends, very sweeping statements.
Yes, it seems almost as if the spirit part of us is endeavouring to train the biological part of us so that the material human gets it right in the end.
When responsibility is there, then physical life becomes so much sweeter for you. Physical life holds no problems for you. And I do not mean that all is, how would you say, rosy.
Hunky-dory.
Oh, that's a very modern one.
That's nice.
I am not aware of that one.
Our children used to say that they were hunky-dory. Everything was going right.
I will accept your words, dear friend. Yes. But when mankind has realized individual responsibility, and after all, responsibility spreads to all of his neighbors, his friends, all that he has contact with. Responsibility is not alone. Therefore, I would like you to look at this word responsibility within your own lives. Then I would like you, my dear friends, to express what you feel to the farther field of all of mankind. If you think of the word now, what comes into your hearts? Would anyone like to express what they feel within the heart?
Mm. That's a caring message. Care both of you, then you're taking responsibility and helping at the same time. Not to run away from questions.
No, not to run away.
As easy as that would be.
And caring, parenting, being part of.
Showing people love and care.
And paying more care, taking more care for the earth.
Yes.
And all the life on the earth.
I think responsibility is a method to extend your love.
I like that expression. You have given me good answers, my dear friends. But all of those answers, in some way, are connected to physical living. Responsibility also includes the nurturing of your souls. One cannot be without the other. And I do not apologize for returning to that word, love. Before each one of you came to this lifetime, you expressed with love what type of individual life you would have, in order for the soul's growth. That is responsibility. You chose the people to be born to. You chose conditions. You chose places. That is responsibility. Because it was done by the soul. Do you see the difference? And when the soul is aware of all of those responsibilities, then it manifests into the physical life.
Yes, I think there are two types of responsibility ensue from that. The responsibility and care for the planet, and the responsibility of the soul's further growth.
Yes. The soul's responsibility is, of course, much greater. If I may put it to you in that way.
Yes.
But only in so much as the soul will continue. The lifetime on this planet is transitory, but is of utmost importance for you all to experience life. You do not come to this planet without the knowledge of what each one of you has to do to keep this planet beautiful. But as I have said, mankind has fallen down many times. But within each one of you lies that love which can encircle all things. The responsibility lies with you, my dear friends, in so much as each one of you all have spiritual power which enables you to do anything that you so desire. And again, here is where responsibility enters. When you have such power, you have the responsibility to use it wisely. I would like to give you one example, perhaps, of how mankind does not use his responsibility. So often in thoughts we hear, why does this happen? Why cannot we help more? Let me say this for you. The example I will give to you is simple. So many people on this planet who come to our side of life because of lack of food and water. Shall we place a figure just for example? Let us say we have 40,000 people who are dying at this time. What is mankind's responsibility? Why can they not be fed? Why can they not have water? And yet mankind brings to this planet 50,000 new lives. Can you see where responsibility lies? You have the answers, but you do not have the responsibilities. You have to, my dear friends, look at the wider picture if you are to begin to understand what I am telling you. I am taking in your silence. Would anyone like to comment?
Yes.
What I say seems simple, does it not? But indeed it is most profound.
Yes, as a planet we are squandering resources. We are producing monetary funds, spending those funds on the wrong things. I think we're all aware of that. We're not, this is one of the things, we're not able to see all of the wider picture. This came up in connection with the Iraqi war. We're not always able to understand the wider picture. But I accept that there are plenty of pictures which we are able to see and understand.
You are not, my dear friend, responsible for another human being's thoughts or actions. The responsibility you have is in developing your own soul, your own spirituality, to be able to see what you truly are on this planet whilst in these clothes. It is not easy, and I do not say these things to you to make you wonder. But I tell you these things in order that your consciousness be raised. That my words, although difficult at times to understand, will gradually creep into that consciousness which gives to you a wider vision. Do you see?
Yes, and we can change the world by changing the consciousness.
You can change this world by changing yourself. Mm-hmm. When mankind learns to talk to his fellow man in peace, then we will begin to go forward.
Does anybody didn't hear that word? When mankind begins to talk to his what man?
Fellow man.
Oh, fellow man, thank you.
Mankind must put to one side differences in religions, differences of culture. And mankind has to recognize the spirit within. It is possible, and gradually we are going forward. But at this point in time, my dear friends, my purpose is that each one of you has a little more understanding. You are beacons of light, as I have told you previously. But we desire that that light be of such clarity that it cannot be extinguished. I hope you understand my words this time. So now you see the purpose of using the word commitments rather than commandment.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to say something, Paul?
Yeah, I was going to say in helping the needy, we're helping them, but perhaps even more so, we're helping ourselves to grow.
That is the most important. Always I have told you that you must go within. I have stressed these words to you on many occasions. Because if you do not go within, you are without. They are simple words, but they mean so much. Think about them, my dear friends, and your understanding will be greater. We feel so much love for each one of you who gathers here. We do not often find the dedication which you as a group of people have given. It is part of your responsibility that you come together, and this you do with good and open hearts. And it is there for all of us to see. But it is our hope for you that in this lifetime, not only do you come together, but that you grow so much that the soul within is forever outside in daily lives in all that you achieve. Because when the soul shines forth, it does not matter what conditions life brings to you. They will just become part of your responsibility. They will be dealt with, and you will not give more than a thought to these very conditions. I feel such a deep love for each one of you this time. And there are so many around at this time who wish to come and stand by each one of you. I will say to you, to each one, that when you leave this time, there will be much upliftment in your lives.
Thank you.
I feel for this time I have spoken enough words for you. I do not say to you, I say for you. Because in your own individual ways, you will take those words, you will digest those words, and you will make sense in your own way of those words. As ever, my friends, I will leave you knowing that I will always be available to you if you so need.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.